Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This will be an interesting game, though. They're both 3-1, as the 49ers coming off that loss to the Jags last week. But it'll be interesting to see how the Niners show up with their – who is that, Mac Jones? Mac Jones won a couple games.
He's 2-0. Yeah. He's 2-0 as a starting quarterback out there with the 49ers now. Yeah. So,
All right. I see Tyler in the building, a little Topps baseball card. That's beautiful. As he is back at the station.
Millie.
And listen, I kind of want to start here, Tyler. I know. Sometimes you can't say as much, but is there any dirt that you got from last night's fan council? Was there anything last night that?
I was remembering to be that mole for sports.
Yeah. Did we get anything that you can share? Did we get anything new that you can share? Because last year I remember you had some stuff you couldn't really say it, but you hinted towards it. Anything you can share coming from last night's fan council?
Yeah, man, all honesty, it was a really cool event they did last night over at NRG for the Texans fan council. Gave us a lot of really good information, talked about a lot of really cool stuff, brainstormed a lot with fellow Texans fans. One thing in particular I know I cannot mention, so I'm going to go ahead and put that in the front of my brain and not do that.
Damn, I like that. So it's something juicy you can't mention.
Yes, and I'll say it's regarding next football season. The 2026 football season. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, there you go.
But no, man, they did a great presentation.
Tyler, let's recap, because, I mean, let's go back and look in the rearview mirror here just to give people a little taste of what you partook in last night. Now, last year you went to this thing, and the one thing that y'all discussed that you couldn't tell anybody was what?
The uniforms?
The uniforms.
That was it, right?
The new H or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, the new H, or the new T.
Mm-hmm. So just so the listeners out there know, T, that's the kind of thing we're talking about, is there's it's probably got something to do with a uniform or a logo or...
Something very exciting, no doubt.
Yeah. Hell, who knows? Nowadays, it may be a new stadium. Who knows what Cal and Hannah are up to?
I love it. Brent in the Heights just texted in, T-Mill with the one-year tease. That's what I'm talking about, baby. That's it, baby. That's it. All right, hold on. Let me try this. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being big, like Clint just said, new stadium. How high is this? How big a deal is this thing that you can't tell us from last night?
Yeah, new stadium would be pretty damn big. If that's a 10, I'll say this one-year tease I'm giving you is a 7.1.
Wow, that's high though. 7, that's high.
They cutting the beer prices in half at the stadium or what?
that'd be a 9.3.
They gonna let Ron park in that teal parking lot?
I mean, seriously, can we have a talk
damn
here?
Purple,
that damn purple boy. I'm telling you, man. I've done the press conference. I've sat out there for a little bit, waiting for D'Amico and CJ and another player to do the press conference. I come out there and I've still sat out there for 50 minutes. Still. That teal parking lot, get right on out. It's all right.
I'm going to tell you, does it have anything to do with the traffic entering the stadium?
Okay. So.
I mean, I've somehow had conversations with folks over there about the traffic getting in from two different weeks now, and the traffic has gotten worse.
Yeah, and that is a great point. I'm glad you brought it up. It does not have to do with that, the one-year tease, but I'm glad you mentioned that, because the last thing I'll say about last night's event, the fan council over at NRG, is, man, folks – Texans fans, people,
please
Get in your damn seats before kickoff, please.
Forget about it. I mean, would you stop?
No, and I know I should. Like, at this point, it's built into the Houston culture. Whether it's a Texans game, an Astros game, or a Rockets game, people just like to show up.
I gave those people everything I had last year.
Here's the deal. When it's a tailgating sport, I just don't believe that many tailgate for Rockets and Astros. And maybe that has to do with the day of the game. Maybe it has to do with that there's 162 of them. I don't know. When it's a tailgating game and you're a newer franchise and beer prices, alcohol prices, food prices are what they are, when people tailgate, they sit out there and cook, and they got that cold beer. They got them drinks. It's hard to get off of them and go in there and pay $20 a pop.
I will just say this, Clinton Tyler. There are other NFL cities that have a tailgate culture, and they find their way in there.
And who would those be?
Kansas City does it.
They've been around for 104 years.
Buffalo does it.
104 years. I mean, we're comparing them to the best of the best. Like, I think we got to start a little somewhere else.
Those people are the same ages that go.
Yeah, well, no, I'm talking about, you're talking about some of the best, like some of the most rabid fan bases in a team that's in the middle of a dynasty run. I mean, I just don't know. Like, you got to give these cats a reason to get in that damn building.
Sorry, now maybe that's a different thing. You don't think they've had a reason the last 2 years? I feel like they've had a reason to get in the building the last 2 years. I'm sorry, man.
About playing decent football.
You're talking about pricing of the drink. You think that's
this was a problem when Deshaun. I watched some Deshaun Watson highlights from back in the day. By the way, this morning somebody that come across my time.
Why'd you
like,
do that
good
to yourself,
God?
Man? Did you go down a rabbit hole?
No, I didn't. I just watched that highlight reel, and I just was like, man, that
I remember them Stern talks.
Good God, he was good.
Used to get real football horny during them Stern
talks. Yeah, it wouldn't take much. I don't know, Ron. I think it's going to take a little more than 12 points a game average.
This year. But, I mean, like early this year, I mean – you're excited about this team. Like, fans have been excited about this team, right? I don't know.
Well, my bigger point is that's clearly not going to get it done. So what else are you going to do? Right? I mean, we can sit around and talk about, well, boy, these other teams do it. These other fans get in there. Well, it's not that ain't how it operates here. So what are you going to do? What are we going to do outside the box to get them in here? I don't have the answers. I'm just saying.
I don't know. Yeah, that is – I think Tyler's trying. Is there something else to do other than get off your asses and get in there?
No. And that's the thing. I mean, Doug Vosick, y'all know him over there with the Texans. Great dude, does great work.
I'm sure, he loves
great
me right now after this
good
segment.
Swag.
He does
swag.
Have a great look. He gets his tattoos the same place as I do, by the way, too. Very interesting.
But your guy went out of business 2 years ago.
Who? Texas. No, real quick though, that's absolutely it. Doug broke down the legit data they have. Like, there are figures, there are numbers. It ain't the traffic keeping you fools from getting in your seat before kickoff. Not saying the traffic ain't bad. That's not the reason. Get out of the tailgate, take the party inside, and get loud for kickoff. People, let's go.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess. I had, like, someone text in, maybe if we scored in the first quarter, people would be in their seats. No, that's. I just think that's bull. You were scoring in the first quarter of the last couple of years.
Yeah, if anything, the second half's
been it has been, I would say, the last 2 years, especially last year, coming off of the CJ's first year, D'Amico's first year, where they went to the playoffs and they beat the Browns. There was no more excitement and anticipation for a season than that season for the Texans. There were big time expectations. You got Diggs, you got Hunter, you got all these guys. And I mean, you had the Sunday night game against the Bears, and it was the same thing. They've been saying that through multiple presidents. Been saying, well, hey guys, man, let's see if we get these guys in.
Back to the original point that I made. It ain't you got to do something outside the box. It ain't what everybody else is doing. Like Tyler said, it ain't that they ain't getting there on time. But there's got to be some outside the box type of stuff, and I don't know what that is. I'm not paid $1 million a year to figure it out, but somebody is. So there's got to be something outside the box that they can figure out to get folks in there. I would.
Are you not willing to accept that this is just this culture and there's nothing that's going to do
it? I think there is a.
That's where I'm at now.
Oh yeah, no. I think you've got a fan base that enjoys cooking out and drinking just as much as they do watching their football team. Absolutely. And I think tailgating is as big a deal for folks as it is to go to the game.
When you get a chance to party.
And that's just the reality of it. And that's something that they're going to have to battle. So I don't know what the answer is. Like I said, I believe you cut them beer prices down for that first 10 minutes. I think you'd put a dent in it.
Maybe.
I think there's some ways there, but
It's a good thought, Clint. They brought that up last night. The Detroit Lions recently shared their data with the Texans on that, trying to get people in with cheaper beer before the game. Basically no effect, believe it or not.
It's interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
That's all Cal and Hannah needed. All right, next thing.
I mean, how similar is the Houston market to the, demographic-wise, how similar is the Houston market to the
– No, that's fair.
The Detroit market? I don't know. I mean, the Detroit – boy, if I was a fan in Detroit, I'd just now be getting back to a game after what they put me through for a while.
But they keep going. Them jokers keep going. Them and the Browns there, yeah. They ain't won nothing.
It's a
they
different
tell.
Animal, yeah.
they go and do their thing. All right. Appreciate you, Tyler, for giving us some nuggets in that 1 year tease. That's a 7.5 of importance that we'll be looking out for from your attendance at the Fan Council. Here is some injury reports, Clint, that I think we need to look at from both sides. I think it's really good news for the Texans. Derek Stingley Jr., Will Anderson, they both did not practice yesterday. They both returned to practice today. Derek Stingley with that oblique and Will Anderson, I guess, rest-related. They were both at practice today. Now, for the Ravens, Lamar Jackson still didn't practice. Marlon Humphrey did not practice, is not going to play. Roquan Smith did not practice, he's not going to play. Patrick Ricard, their Pro Bowl fullback, did not practice again. He's missed the last several games. And another addition, Clint, their all-pro safety, Kyle Hamilton, who was limited yesterday with a groin injury, he flat didn't practice today. They took him off the field today on a Thursday, which is interesting. So he is added to the list of guys who did not practice. Good news for them, Ronnie Stanley, their left tackle, he returned to practice with that ankle, and Nate Wiggins returned to practice, who injured his elbow in the game Sunday against the Chiefs. Their center, Tyler Lindenbaum, was also limited, as well as Kyle Van Noy, who has missed the last two games for them, starting to kind of trend towards playing. But, I mean, you look at this, Clint, that's Lamar, Kyle Hamilton, Marlon Humphrey, Roquan Smith, and Pat Ricard to go along with Nnamdi Matabike and Broderick Washington also on that front line. Those two guys are on IR, so they're definitely not playing. Those are five Pro Bowlers. Some all pros that aren't practicing, and you would think by them not practicing on Thursday, some of them Wednesday and Thursday, they're probably trending to not playing in the game on Sunday.
Yeah, look, I don't doubt it one bit. I mean, I think you start messing with groins and you start messing with hamstrings and not practicing on Thursday. Boy, it's hard to think that all of a sudden you're going to stretch that thing out on Sunday after not doing much Friday and a little travel day on Saturday.